March 29th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, the reason that evil has a grip upon the heart of the world is there is a lack of respect for human dignity. This is why peace talks fail and trade deals cannot be negotiated fairly. This is the core reason for abortions and terrorism. I am here in your midst, asking all people and all nations to live in holy love, for this is the embrace of my commandments. The heart of the world must unite under my sovereignty. Righteous leaders acknowledge my dominion over them. These days, evil represents itself as righteousness. Do not be tricked to accept any policy outside of holy love. Sound leadership is not swayed by Satan's masquerades. Power must not be your God. The manner in which a government treats the lowliest of its citizens is a test of its true acceptance of holy love. First, show respect to me, and then all others. Any call to unity apart from this is not of me. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 1 through 2. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.